Namaste, everyone, and welcome to Satsang with Shanti Mai and Happy Guru Purnima. Your satsang is made up of your questions, inquiries, and discussion topics. And of course, that means that you will need to raise your hand in order to speak with Shanti Mai. Once you've raised your hand using the reactions icon on the bottom of your screen, you will be added to a queue. And during that time, please make sure that your video is on so that you can be spotlighted when it's your turn. And once you are unmuted, you'll accept that. And then please do make sure that you don't have any notifications that might interrupt the conversation or background noise that might distort the sound. And also, please do speak clearly into your microphone so that you can be heard by both Shanti Mai and the assembly. Your donations for these weekly satsangs are welcome, and all of the information that you need in order to make donations can be found in the email you used to log in here today. We ask that you be here in the same way you would be here if we were together in the physical realm. Some of us are here at Teradasacha, and what that means is to not move around, not eat, not drink, and to really be still to receive Shanti Mai's transmission and the conversation. If there are exceptions to that rule, which sometimes there are, please turn your video off so that there aren't any distractions.
We can't hear you very well.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you have to speak up a little better.
Okay.
Thank you.
We go to Premo now, who has bhajan to offer us.
Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara, Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva. Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva. Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara, Jaya Guru Omkara, Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva. Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva. Jaya Guru Om. Shiva. Hara 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 Mahadeva. Brahma Vishnu Sarashiva. Hara 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 Mahadeva. Oh, 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 hey, 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 Guru Omkara. Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Jaya Guru Omkara. Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Brahma Vishnu Sarashiva. Hara 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 Mahadeva. Brahma Vishnu Sarashiva. Hara 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 Mahadeva. Oh, hey.
Wonderful, wonderful chant. Did you hear us? Could you hear us chanting with you? You couldn't.
Well, I yes,
oh,
my
my
heart.
Oh well.
In my Om
Sachem Prabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma Ki Jai. Guru Dev Bhagwan Ki Jai. Sacha Sangha Ki Jai. Yeah, Maharaji Ki Jai. Maharaji Ki Jai. Sacha Baba Ki Jai. Kiranari Baba Ki Jai. Sacha Sangha Ki Jai. Ah. Kacha Baba Ki. That's right. Okay, so let's do this. Hey Paramatman, apni jankari tatha bhaktika prakash karo, avrandosh vikarka antakaro, anupurna lakshmi rupa hokar sahaj swabhavik prakash karo. Tata varanashram vedik karmanusar strishti vupse vivashti to. Es prakar, dukanta keel kayanta, sukanta keel kaprakash, sarva savatara rup me hokar, sarva savatara rup hokar karo. Apna sankalp apuna karo, apna prakash ap karo. Hey Paramatman means calling to the Supreme Being. Apni jankari tata bhaktika prakash karo. We invoke you to deepen our devotion and bring your divine light in to us. Annapurna Lakshmi rupa hokar sahaj swabhavik prakash karo. In the form of Mother Lakshmi as Annapurna, and as Annapurna, she is the giver of food, and my Sanskrit teacher on YouTube said yesterday, he said that this is, you already know all this, but I'm going to remind you that food is not just what you put in your mouth, it's what you take in fully as your being. Annapurna, with her nourishment and prosperity, that she may grace us and fulfill our needs naturally and with ease, and that her divine light will shine upon us. Tata varanashram vidik karmanusar strishti rupse vivashti to.
This is to say that our ashram is established as a universal Vedic ashram. We exist to serve the universe by the Vedic system. Is prakar du conte kelkayanta? Kuro. By this way, stated above, the Maya filled with sadness and dispelled. Maya filled with sadness is dispelled, and bless us with the Leela of joy and harmony, that enlightenment is established within us. Sarva-savatara-rup-me-hokar, sarva-savatara-rup-hokar-karo, everywhere within us and everywhere within the universe. Do it. Be there. Apna sankalpa punakaro, apna prakashapkaro. This is our invocation to you, Supreme One, within everyone. Bring us your divine light. You yourself fulfill our invocation. So sankalpa also means intention, established. And this is read, oh my gosh, I don't know how many times in a day. In each ashram, at least twice a day, and in each puja, so means a ceremony like the havan or the abhishek up in the Shiva Mandir, or any the sankalp is stated. The intention of satcha is stated, and breathed into the universal breath. There are some who are not admitted. There we go. And if there's anyone who would like to bring anything to satsang today, whatever you would like to bring in, please can. Of course. Namaste, Ken. I don't think I can hear you again. No, I can't hear you again.
Is your speaker still off
from what?
The announcements? Is your speaker still off?
No, my speaker's fine. I didn't.
No, can you hear me now?
Yes. Didn't you hear?
Yeah, it's to do with my headset, actually. No, not the speaker.
Yeah, the announcements. Okay, now I'm back. What did you say?
Yeah, it was to do with my headset, not the speaker.
Yeah, tell Sahara that.
Okay. Thank you, Guruji. Happy Guru Purnima.
Thank you.
Purnima.
We had a nice one. We hoisted the flag unusually this time at 3 o'clock. We never do that. We have never done that. But we had such a downpour of rain, nobody was going to stand in the rain. And it was predicted that at 3 o'clock, the rain would go away and it would be sunshiny, and it worked.
Perfect.
No. Yes, perfect.
So I just want to thank you, Guruji, the Satcha lineage and the Satcha Sangha for all of the blessings of being in my life. And, you know, I'm so glad that I settled at your feet in 2018 after all the guru shopping and settled at my heart as well. So thank you for all of that, because it has dispelled so much confusion, you know, like, when you look at the world around us at the moment, people think it's chaotic and confusing. And you and the Sangha and the Satcha lineage has acted as such an anchor. Not only do you not use the word unity, you know, what you talk about is totality, no
yes.
separation.
Yes.
Where else can you hear something like that?
Yeah, that's right. Somebody today sent me a video. I'm not sure it was the right video. When I turned on the video, it was full of foul language. It was full of
do this wrong thing, do this and do that, and hatefulness. And I just wrote back and said, you know, I don't know any separation at all. And I'm not going to acknowledge it. And this is not, I'm not of the world in that way. And I'm not going to be.
That's right. And, you know, I mean, it used to feel like I might be parroting, and you've said before parroting is fine, but it just feels so natural, actually, that what you say, when I've just looked into it and dived deep into it, it's not really parroting what you're saying. It's, it is how I see it, too.
Yeah, that's important. And the only way that you can see it, too, is by looking into it. And that's right. That's where parroting stops. Yeah, once you look into it and see it, see for yourself, that's when parroting stops. And parroting's great. I mean, all over the world, they're saying, well, we are all one. We are all one. They don't have any idea what it means. Some do, of course. But generally, it's not a statement that's really realized. But it's a heartful statement. And it's a meaningful statement. So when they look into it deeply enough, they will find that what they're saying is half accurate.
That's
Why
right.
Why is it half accurate? Because one does not, it's not a matter of one or two. It's a matter of absolutely no numbers whatsoever. I used to say, let's see, zero is not enough and one is too many.
So I was in a taxi 2 days ago, and it was a Somalian driver. And so he, we were talking, and he asked me where I was from, and I said, I'm from Malaysia. He got excited. So he said, are you a Muslim? I said, no. And he said, oh, it's a Muslim country, right? I said, yeah, majority of the people are. So I said, I support all religions. And when I left him, I just blessed him and said, may the blessings of Allah be with you. And I meant it, really.
Of course.
So
you cannot cast a blessing without meaning it.
Because of being with you, I have this freedom. I have this flexibility to just bless each and everyone and their whoever and whatever they worship. It doesn't feel wrong or doesn't sit, you know, in a strange way with me anymore. Before it used to. Before it feels like, or it felt like, quite forced.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes, Ken, when I'm writing to people and I say blessings, I wonder if they think that that's just kind of a statement that's always made, which it always is. But that's not really meaningful. It's just like a script on blessings and love. No, it's not.
I know that, Guruji.
Yeah, it's
and
meaningful.
I'm sure a lot do know that, too.
I pray they do.
We're very blessed to have you in our hearts and in our lives.
I'm very blessed to have you. And I'm very blessed to have Maharaji. And I'm very blessed to have God's presence and everything, as it always has been. It's nothing new. Nothing new. As a matter of fact, it's simply not realized. That's all.
Thank you, Guruji. Let there be peace.
Yes, absolutely.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be well, Ken. Davey. Hello, Davey.
No.
Davey.
Happy Guru Purnima.
Thank you. Is that it?
No, I actually want to. That's a very important part, actually. But I actually want to ask, what was written about, written at the email? It was said that you had the flag ceremony, especially because the time we were living in, I think it's called Parivartan. And I would like to know a little more about the significance of.
Wait a minute. I want to get clear on what you're asking.
I want I want you to speak a little more about the significance of the flag ceremony and I'm not sure about the word. I think it's Parivartan. Parivartan.
Parivartan. Parivartan. Yes.
I'd like to know a little more, please.
Well, the Parivartan is the shift in consciousness. That's what it is called in the Vedas, the shift of consciousness. When the Kali Yuga is coming to its low point and beginning to turn to the Satyuga, have to have a Kali Yuga to have a Satyuga. I just love that. It's just so beautiful. Human beings, for some weird reason, always have to be miserable before they can realize their true nature. I don't get this. I have never understood this about humanity, why we have to bump our heads and doubt and be so arrogant and so hurt. And then we say, okay, I don't want that anymore. I don't understand why people have to be so miserable before they move to realize what is true within them. And they can only realize what is true within them from within them. All the great scriptures give extremely well-lit pathways, but it's always up to you. And you, when you come in that direction, I think it was Paulo Coelho said, the whole universe will conspire to support you, to help you. And that's true. The whole universe conspires to help you. But then again, it's all thinking. It's all how you think. If you think this and think that, well, there's where you are. And that's a fact. The thinking is a world. And the greatest, well, how do we say this? I don't know. Let me just let it come out of its own. The greatest insight and way of life is to realize the true nature of existence is that which pervades existence, brings existence into existence, swallows existence, and births existence again in the heart of all beings. The pathway is love and to control your thoughts. And unless you do, you're going to live in those little worlds of self-importance or not importance or comparison or judgment or I don't get enough or I doubt it or all the blah, blah, blah that you can come up with. And yeah, so Parivartan is a time when that begins to calm. But the people, each person has to offer themselves to a clear mind and a clear heart and want that more than anything in the world, and it will occur. Be patient, because you already have it. You see, we were talking the other day about you don't have to self-improve. What you, in my view, you're here to hear my view, and so I'm going to tell you my view. Self-improvement's a waste of time. Why? Because you are already pure. You're already made, so to speak, of love. Your mind is already as open and pure as space, but you don't think so. So when you don't think so, it's not so. So thinking has to be observed. If you really plan, and I mean for this moment, to change your life, see things as they are and have always been and always will be, you have to learn to control your thoughts by letting them go by and not being choked by them. And that's called love. And then your eyes are clear. And I know that all of you have seen that this is so from your own experience. I know you have, because you can't be in satsang without having to have the hint that that's so. Hot satsang would be just incredibly foreign to you. It would be like, let me out of here. Really, what are they talking about? These people are crazy, huh? But it's not so that these people are crazy. They have come to understand and are moving inwardly to the wisdom that is in full display every moment in life, in oneself. And I call God, I don't know. I always say, I don't know the word God or what God or how God, but I know where God is. It's God is right in front of me and within me, but without any measure whatsoever. And all beings, every grain of sand throughout. I was looking at the deserts yesterday in a meditation, and every grain of sand in the desert is permeated by that which brings all grains of sand into being. I mean, it's very, you know, people will probably personalize God in no time at all, but you can. You can, but it must be vast and all-pervading and all of experience. So the Parivartan brings this forward and brings the desire for this forward, rather than the desire that somebody else will fulfill you or somebody else will say that you're a nice person and somebody else will say that you're great or somebody else will, you know, maybe they do. I say that the Sangha is great all the time. And I mean it. I mean it. With all of my heart, I mean it. But I don't want people to depend on my voice to see the greatness of God within everything. And that means within themselves. And it's not personal. It's totally obliterates anything that appears to be personal. And yet you still live a personal life. Isn't that amazing? I love that part. I love that part. So that's the Parivartan, the shift in consciousness.
Amazing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And supposedly it's happening now. Is it like...
No.
What? Sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry. You should be very, very, very sorry. I'm just kidding you, Dobby. It's not supposedly. It's not if. So you just negate what you say by saying supposedly it's supposed to be going on now. How dare you?
It was out of pure ignorance.
Out of your ignorance, so, not mine.
Yeah, my ignorance. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just asking, is it happening now?
What do you think? Without thinking. What do you say? As bad as things can get.
Happening inside of me.
Hold on. As bad as things can get, they are rising that high. As low as it can go, at the same time, like water, you put something heavy in the water rises. Yes, it's going on now. But what good does it do for me to tell you that if you yourself won't enter and doubt?
Actually, the only thing I can feel about it is that this is happening inside of me. I cannot tell about the word, but I feel it's somehow
yes.
happening.
No, it's for sure. You traveled to India, you go to satsang, you're a kind and sweet man. And I want to encourage you to always pursue what's within your heart. In a very big way. I mean, people and lovers and children and family, yes. But I'm talking in a vast sense so that nothing can escape your heart. Nothing. That you love like space loves everything it holds within it. Space holds everything within it. Look at the planets, look at the cosmos, look at each planet, look at the sun, look at the solar system, look at your planet, look at all that is on your planet, look at all the life, all that is. Space holds it all. I have a great wonder, where does space end? Because there are so many universes, it begins to look like a lacework of universes endlessly. And there is space holding it all in its being, like your heart holds love in its being and suffers when you don't permit that to occur in a really genuine, and I'm not fond of this word, but I'll use it, free way. Means I don't like everything. I don't hate anything. That means that I am loving all things without being emotionally charged or saying I love all things. Some things are really irritating, and that's a fact, but they are held in space as well. And your heart is exactly like all of space. It's that open, but you will never think so. But you can see that it's so. And your mind is as clear as the sun running through space. But you'll never think so. But you can know so. You can know so. When your thinking is silent and you're just present in your life, that very simple moment proves out that very simple moment. And then that moment actually extends into eternity, but you may not, because you may start thinking again and comparing and judging and deciding and doubting and wanting and all of the stuffy mental garbage that clouds your vision. I'm talking about your, not Davi, not personally, but in the big picture. We know it. We know it. We know it because we've seen it. We know it because we've stopped it. We know it because the great saints have left brilliant pathways, to our inner awareness. And when you will go that way, whoa, and nothing changes. People say, I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid. Well, nonsense. You're making so afraid. It's all the way that you think. But I have to atone for my past. Well, don't worry about that. You'll get your atonement. No problem. Just love. Either you do or you don't. It's every bit of it's up to you. Don't fall asleep there, Madhu. Or go in the living room and fall asleep. Okay. Because if you fall asleep in the living room, I'm going to send in all the messages into your sleepiness. Parivartan, the shift. And it's cyclic. I mean, people say, well, do you think it's really going to happen? It's cyclic. It's been going on for quadrillions times infinity of cycles. Forever. Beginningless and endless. Krishna makes it very clear in the Bhagavad Gita. If you want to read the Gita, he elaborates it very beautifully. They're called the Yugas, the Mahayugas, the Kalpas, the Mahakalpas. Your life is in the space of time. Do something with it. It's a blessing to have a life. This is what the Tibetans are very clear, that having a human life is extremely rare. And if you think not, you have more bacteria in your gut than the 10 times the population of the planet. That's just in your gut. How many guts are in here? A human existence is extremely rare. And I feel it's like a piece of art. And you hand it over to the canvas and to the paint and to the brush. Because that's where it belongs anyhow. People think, I'm surrendering to God. Well, guess what? There's only God. So your surrender is beautiful. It is. But being that there's only God, you can figure the rest of it out. I surrender to the way things have always been. But that surrender is a very, 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 very important. Will calls it honor. I like what Will says. Surrender is honor. Honoring one's life, honoring the earth that they live in, honoring the air that they breathe, honoring the water that they drink. Just in one enwrapped love. And when that is occurring in you, which it actually always is, but thinking will prohibit you from seeing that it's so, you'll create ideas of fear and whether you will or won't or all of that. But that's all the natural process. Anyhow. Be good to yourself, be good to others. Let love lead you. It'll lead you in some very precarious and challenging places. Good for you. I always say love is the most arduous pathway and the most rewarding because it refuses a no. So your surrender is beautiful and you just kind of lay back into what you've always been. Just like Vishnu laying on the bed of Nagas, dreaming the world into being. That's the shift of consciousness. Yes, it's happening. And don't say if God exists. Don't say if it's happening. Skip the if. Your if is negation. You understand?
And I love that every time I ask you a question, you give me so much more than I could ever have imagined asking.
Well, you know, Davi, it's really comes down to, it really comes down to love and ceasing to carry your thoughts into shattered divisions. Where you are the master or you are the slave, where you are the best or you are the worst. And just let all of that go by and be present in life. And you will benefit tremendously, tremendously. Love you. Bye.
Thank you, all the gurus.
Love you. You take it easy and happy Guru Purnima. Are you in Brazil?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Pio's in Brazil too, you know.
We need to send him a message.
What's that?
I'm gonna send him a message. I don't, I'm gonna find
You
his
don't
contact.
know Pio? No,
No,
okay.
never saw him before.
Oh, too bad. He would do, no, he would do you a lot of good. And he does everybody a lot of good. Piu is a dancer and he teaches others how to express. And it's not therapy. I'll see you later. Namaste.
I stay.
Bye-bye.
No.
Namaste, namaste. How are you? I can't hear you, so you have to adjust something.
Oh, thank you very much. Namaste, Shantima.
Yes, now I can hear you really good.
Yeah, I'm
Can
very happy.
I see them bigger? Is it possible to see them bigger? I'm asking Will. Maybe it's not. Okay. Go ahead, please. There, it's right. It was on my computer that it was not right. Go ahead, please.
I feel so blessed that I was like 2 weeks ago with you for 2 weeks, and it was so beautiful with Sasanga and with Indo. And I'm so happy to know you so from eye to eye, very close, and it was such a big gift. And I still feel the blessings, also the initiation you gave me, and I really. Yeah, I'm very thankful and very happy, and I wish you from all my heart all the Sangha with such a Teresacha and Indro and all the people there who are taking care of you, all the best and a lot of love, and hope to see you soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And
Happy Guru Purnima.
yeah, thank you. And here's my very close guru. She has birthday today. So she has
Are
guru.
you saying, are you signing letters, Shima?
What? Sorry?
Are you signing your emails, Shima?
Yes, she won. Yes, she won.
Okay. As long as I know it's you.
Oh, yes.
Because yeah, okay, good.
Normally Shimananda, but sometimes Shima, yes. I will
Yeah.
send you a nice letter.
No problem. No problem. It's raining like crazy
Yeah,
outside.
here
It's so
also
beautiful.
we have Thunderbird. It's a beautiful flowers you have for
Thank
good.
you.
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Hello, Michael O'Shea. How are you?
Hi, Shanti. I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Yeah, happy. Am I getting this right? Happy Guru Purnima. Yes,
Purnima,
Purnima, yeah.
Purna means full, and Purnima means full moon.
And if I understand correctly, it's a day where we get to honor our teachers. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you can honor them every day. Yeah. You know what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita? He says, I take the dust of my devotees' feet.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a special day in some way. I mean, there's flowers behind you, and I know you raised a flag, and there was a way of acknowledging our teachers, I think. And
Yo, thank you.
I just wanted to I just really wanted to say, you know, that there's it is said that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And
Right.
that's my experience with you, you know. And I think back to, I don't know, 2015, 16, I don't know, when Margaret and I wandered into Rishikesh, and we hated the place. We didn't like it at all. It was all these Westerners and yoga and all this stuff. We just wanted to get the hell out of there. And I saw these signs that about satsangs. There are all these, I mean, what is, I never knew what a satsang was. And we were in a coffee shop, and there was a couple of, one was an Australian, an Israeli man, and a woman from Switzerland. And we were just saying, we have, Rishikesh has nothing to offer us. And she said, well, and then I said, well, what's this satsang business? And she said, well, go to this place, Satchidam. She said, just go and check it out. There's a couple of teachers there. And we did. And, first we went into a teaching with Prem Baba, and that was wonderful. And the next day we went into this Shanti Mai deal. Didn't know what that was about.
Went to Prem Baba and then you went to the Shanti Mai deal.
Yeah.
I just love your language. Thank you, Michael.
And and for both of it was like like that it was you that we were supposed to see. It was unquestionable for me, and that's been a big turning point in my life. And it's like the things that have opened up since then have just been wonderful. And I don't really have the words for it to say, except to say how grateful I am. It's just, it's been such a, it's just been such a journey.
Michael, you just rather confirmed what Davi and I were speaking about, and Paulo Coelho in The Alchemist. When you turn inward and you pursue, to what degree you pursue? Sometimes people say, "Is it enough?" I don't know what enough is. I can't figure the measure of enough. So let's just skip that one. That he said, when you turn this way towards your heart, that the entire universe conspires to bring you the what you require. And it's really, really true. That's what you exactly said. It was a turning point in my life.
And yeah, you said something that stood out for me, just because it's been some things I've been thinking about. But you're talking to Davi about you seem to be saying that in the present moment is where eternity is. I think that's what you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that I fully grasp that now, but I, something I've been thinking about is this notion of, we all have from time to time peak experiences, and what are those except when the self is gone, when there's no self, right? I've had a few of them in my life. And that in that place there's no time, there's no self, there's no you, there's no me. It's I think
And
that's,
still you are. And
I'm
still your
sorry?
red couch. And still you are. And still your red couch. Is that
Exactly.
right? And still your photography studio exists, and your job exists, and that sweet Margaret exists, and Canada exists, and the world exists. It's so wonderful what you're saying. Nothing is gained and nothing is lost, but the clouds are parted and one gets to see. And I want to address this, if you don't mind. This seeing through opening the window, and not even a smudgy glass, but just to the mirror of your heart as existence. When those moments occur, you're not to get them back. You're not to run after them and want them. You're to see what's there, what has been given to you for all of your life. All of your life. And we were speaking the other day, Michael, that when there's this kind of plateau and nothing's really happening, of course, we expect a lot to happen. We need to be stimulated all the time. But actually, we don't. I'm just saying that. Sometimes those are the most eventful times that that spirit seeps through one's being and works in extremely subtle ways, extremely subtle, such as when Maharaji, I always wanted to live with him, and he pushed me out always to go back to the United States. Those moments were extremely subtle, because you need to see everything, not just those blasting moments of insight, but what is always there. And so I'm not going to say the spirit. I can't stand such language. Spirit emerges as perception for everything, and the thoughts are quiet, or they're just running on somewhere else in the background. So there's those moments of plateau that are of extreme importance.
But you know, it's a good analogy, the window opening. Sometimes, you know, we do get, or at least I do get a glimpse. I've had maybe a few times in my life I've had a glimpse. You know, but of course, you know, with that realization, I think, well, you know, how do I get more glimpses? I want that window open all the time. And you know what I mean? That's the thinking.
That window is open all the
it's
time.
It's always open. Yes, of course. Yeah.
And the thing is, sometimes we expect that open window to always have a shining, you know, glare. Sometimes it's war. Sometimes it's catastrophe. Sometimes it's beautiful sunsets or sunrises. Sometimes it's a smile with a friend. Sometimes it's the birth of a baby. Sometimes it's the passing of a loved one. But that window is always open. Well, if you think it's not, it's not. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, no, that it is. It is. It truly is. Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, Michael. Let's see. There's another Michael.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you and say how much I love you, this Guru Purnima. And also, this, it's a very inspiring, this about that any human, whoever he is and she is unique. And I used to tell people this, and people sometimes know I'm not unique. And then just say, okay, take a look around. Do you see any copies? No copies. So you are the only one of that is like you. And this, you know, telling people to look around and see if they can find some copies, that make a switch off in their mind. I also think all these movements all around the world, some of them adopting this slogan, we are the one we have been waiting for. I really somehow believe that this is a step towards realizing the interdependency of all things, because that's the next logic thinking. And I believe that will come. And so I'm very, I don't worry. I just look and see it's a very exciting time. Although I do enjoy looking at the light, looking at what happens, which I call the light, when people change their consciousness and also begin to take a responsibility about, for instance, fighting for something, fighting for the whales or whatever it is. I mean, that makes me happy. And also it gives kind of a, I don't, well, it may take time before we, before we have changed the consciousness globally completely. And
you never know. You never know. You never know. Jesus
that's
said,
exactly Jesus, that.
Jesus said in a twinkling of an eye, you never know.
Yeah.
Maybe, staying, maybe, who knows? Huh?
Staying in the present. I mean,
well, that's the only place you can't stay. You can't go anywhere else. Where would you go?
No, it's not possible. Anything else. I mean, future has arrived and the past does exist. So, but it's about where the mind is.
The mind is right here. If you're talking about running away with thoughts, that's something altogether different. We have to keep things very, very specific, because otherwise we can create ideas that we have to erase and reiterate at some time. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
No.
Right.
You ever be
but sorry. I just want.
Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh, I said if you have something else to say, please go ahead.
No, not really, because I mean, I so much enjoy listening and just want this specific day to tell you how much I love you.
Well, I love you too.
That's it. I mean. Thank you.
Namaste. You know, I would like to ask people to offer prayers for Vrishiva. Also, Bhakti's doing well. She has to go through weeks of rehabilitation, but she's at that point, so we're glad about that. But Vrishiva is in a very precarious place in his journey with leukemia. So anyone who knows him, or even if you don't know him, if you can just say Vrishiva and offer him love, or however you offer, whatever you offer, it would be greatly appreciated, I am sure. So there. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. Yeah, sending good frequencies into a person's personal environment. Namaste, everyone. We listen to Primo again. Namaste. When you're ready, Primo. I'm going to look through the gallery.
Will needs to unmute her.
Huh?
Will needs to unmute her.
Oh, Will needs to unmute her. Okay.
J. Nasaka J-J-J-Gananayaka J-J-Vika Nasaka Gachavadana Gauri Nandana Gachavadana Gauri Nandana Gachavadana Gauri Nandana Chivadana Gauri Nandana Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankar Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankar Jai 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 Gandandayaka Jai Jai Vigna Nasaka Jai 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 Gandandayaka Jai Jai Vigna Nasaka Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankar Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankar Jai 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 Gandandayaka Jai Jai Vigna Nasaka Jai 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 Gandandayaka Jai Jai Vigna Nasaka Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankar 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 Gandandayaka Jai Jai Vigna Nasaka Jai 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 Gandandayaka Jai Jai Vigna Nasaka Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gachivadana Gauri Nandana Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankar Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankar Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankar Gangadhar Shiva Shambho Shankara.
joined her.
Happy Guru Purnima, everyone. Remember Maharaji today. Namaste.